You want to mark your psalm books, number 315, number 315. That'll be the song of invitation that we'll sing this evening after a few words of encouragement. In the first chapter of the book of Revelation, John writes, "Glory and dominion forever and ever to Him who loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood." In 1 Peter, Peter writes that we were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver and gold from our aimless conduct received by the tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as a lamb without blemish and without spot. So we were redeemed with the precious blood of Christ. In the book of Hebrews, in chapter 9, the Hebrew writer talks about in the Old Testament, and under the Old Covenant, he talks about the sanctuary, and he is really speaking of the heavenly sanctuary that we have now, but relating the earthly sanctuary that was during the Old Covenant, and how that Christ was the high priest, is the high priest of the heavenly sanctuary. Chapter 9 and verse 11, "But Christ came as high priest of the good things to come, with the greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is, not of this creation. Came as high priest, not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood, he entered the most holy place, once for all, having obtained eternal redemption. For the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer, sprinkling the unclean, sanctifies for the purifying of the flesh. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, how much more shall his blood cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God?" And so we see that the blood of Christ cleanses us. In the Old Covenant, the blood of bulls and goats was used to sanctify, to cleanse, for the purifying of the flesh. But now we have the blood of Jesus Christ that can cleanse our conscience, that can remove sin and guilt from us completely. So the question is, if that's been done, how do we come in contact with that? How does that blood, the blood of Christ, apply to our conscience to cleanse us from sin, to cleanse our conscience? And if you look at Acts chapter 22, the account of Saul, and Ananias said to Saul, "And now why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord." And then Peter in Acts chapter 2 He said in verse 38, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus himself said in Matthew chapter 26 and verse 28, before his death, as he was instituting the Lord's Supper, he said, this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. Do you see, it's through the blood of Jesus Christ that we receive remission of sins, that we receive cleansing of our conscience. And how do we access that? It's through the waters of baptism. It's very clear to see the connection. In Romans chapter 6, it talks about us being buried with him in baptism through his death. And that old man is put away. Those sins are washed away. And in the same manner as he rose from the dead, we come up out of the waters of baptism, raised to walk in newness of life with him. And so we have that connection with his blood, the cleansing blood of Jesus Christ. And so the encouragement tonight is that if you haven't obeyed the gospel, if you haven't had your sins forgiven, and you stand guilty, we're going to sing, believe, obey. The work is done. Jesus has done the work. Now's the time to respond to that. Or if you strayed from the faith, now's the time to pray for forgiveness of sins and be restored back to him. And so this is a good time to take this opportunity to respond to the gospel call in obedience. Let us do so as we stand and sing. Amen.